starts on the Korean Peninsula, where North Korea claims to have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. It's an incredibly powerful nuclear weapon. And the communist nation's dictator, Kim Jong-un, said the underground test would make the world look up to his strong nuclear country. There is some doubt about this, though. Some international analysts say they're not sure North Korea is capable of making a complicated hydrogen bomb, and that the seismic magnitude detected from this test wasn't nearly as strong as an actual hydrogen bomb would generate. North Korea has bluffed in the past to try to intimidate rival countries like the U.S. and to make itself look more powerful on the world stage. Still, the United Nations Security Council said the test clearly broke its resolutions against nuclear weapons, and that there would be consequences for North Korea in addition to the international sanctions already in place.
If confirmed, it's not the first time North Korea has tested a nuclear weapon, but this could be the most powerful one by far. Three previous tests, all clustered within a few kilometers of each other between 2006 and 2013, were of atomic bombs, or A-bombs, and we know how strong they are. This is what U.S. forces dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, ultimately killing more than 200,000 people. But this test of what Pyongyang claims to be a hydrogen bomb takes things to a whole new level. The H-bomb is hundreds of times more powerful than an A-bomb, and here's why. Atomic bombs use a process called fission to split plutonium into smaller atoms, releasing massive amounts of energy. Now, hydrogen bombs use fusion. Instead of splitting big atoms, it combines small atoms like hydrogen. Essentially, it's two bombs in one, with the A-bomb working as a trigger for the H-bomb to release a much bigger nuclear punch. Now, if this was indeed an H-bomb, it would mark a major step forward in North Korea's nuclear capabilities and make the Hermit Kingdom much more of a